still battling whether to move in the other direction, because I sense on one side there's prophecy, on this side there's the word of the Lord. So I preached in a meeting, sir. Somebody said something. I should stay on both sides. Okay. Let's see. Let's see where this plane will land. But no promises. But what I can assure you is that you will hear God's voice. I preached in Benin City 17 years ago, where the choir members were imported. I know the instrumentalists were imported. In those days, it wasn't popular to put instrumentalists on salary. We import them. So they imported these guys to sing. And they were challenging the pastor. If he doesn't pay their money, they will walk out now. And I'm the guest minister, so the pastor mentioned it. I said, leave them for me. So when I got to the altar, you know, I'm the guest minister. So I said, where are those people that are asking for money? I just say direct. Sometimes this trying to make, to balance things, is why the battle subsists. If you scatter the table. She came to fight. To say, yes. I came back for my brother. Drugs can't hold him back anymore. I came back for my... Today, one of us, only one of us will leave this place. You know the beautiful thing about that night? Because it was a vigil. And the occultic people came. They came with their regalia. You know those churches in Benin, where they wear their tin and come. It's not, people are very holy here. I don't know. No, who belongs to Amok here? Just wave. If you are there. When we start having them in church, we know we have started. Because some things we are preaching is because we've not been tested. When they test you, you start telling people, you that used to say it's not by pleading blood of Jesus. You now be telling your church member, shall plead the blood of Jesus. But it's because of that man. Sometimes I don't know how God copes with me. The way I think, very bad. I led the brothers to Christ, the instrumentalists. But the brother did something that, you know, surprised me. After I led him to Christ, this is like the basis or so. He now said he wanted to say something. I gave him the mic. Since we are discussing your matter, it should not just be a one-sided conversation. So I gave him the mic. The brother said, now I have joy in my heart. This joy transaction, we've been on it since. He now took his mouth, mouth organ or something, that flute, and he started singing a song. And the title of that song was, I Have Joy in My Heart. And you could see the glow. This one just met Jesus. You don't know what you have. You think joy is a song? No. It's not a song. The song is the part people can relate with. Joy is something that is happening within you. If you come close, it's contagious. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's contagious. So you should be concerned when your joy level is going down. You should be concerned. Don't be concerned when there's no internet to watch Netflix. You should be concerned when you are looking for your joy. When the things of the spirit don't move you. That's joy. Something is happening. The enemies have come to sow seed at night. But that's not my message today. Please, I don't know, something wrong with this mic. The mic is in another realm. It's like the sixth heavens. I'm in the seventh. So you need to get it to my level. I don't know, something off. So this morning, I want to share with you on something I titled Prophetic Perceptions. How to perceive prophetically. Anybody can do it. I'm giving you my secret. So if you don't come to church again now, you now say, I know pastor's secret. I will change the goalposts. And I will change the syllabus. Give me Mark chapter 2 and verse 8. Jesus operated this realm a lot. Now look at this. And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned among themselves. He said unto them, what was he responding to? Their thoughts. He reasoned, he said to them, why reason these things in your heart? Excuse me, I want to ask a question. Bring it down. Jesus, they were having a conversation. Go to verse 7. They were having a conversation. They didn't discuss it with Jesus. Look at what they were saying. Say, this man is not a man of God. He's speaking blasphemy. It's just like if I come here now and I say, ah, my father, we are one, we are equal. Then somebody will say, see this issue of pride. They now do their hand like this. You know what I realized about pride, proud people? They always see the pride in others. But when you challenge them, they tell you they about themselves that they are just being realistic. They are being honest. They don't, I don't do like this. If I love you, I love you. If I don't love you, I don't love you. I don't. I will come one day and I'll tell you 15 traits of a proud man or woman. One of it is the one I just told you now. You know, when I relate with her, I just try to be very careful. You know, I notice she's not really straightforward. How can everybody in your office not be straightforward? You are the only one who come out for deliverance. Look at this. They didn't say it with their mouths. They were in the service. So do you imagine what they were doing? When Jesus was preaching, they were like, deeper. What? He's saying something. Except you eat my body and drink of my blood, you have no life. You say, my mentor. My mentor. That's deep. Bartholomew, have you heard it like that? I said, no. So let me write. Let him repeat it. I want to write it the way he said it. But Jesus was not moved by all those things. Because in the book of Isaiah, I think it should be chapter 11, he said he will not judge by the seeing of the eyes or by the hearing of the ears. When you talk, come and you are praying, Father, do it, do it, do it. When he's looking at you, he's not seeing what you are doing. He's seeing what your heart is saying. 3 hours. You are praying before your friend came into the room. The moment you heard the door moving, oh, I see your glory. How did I know? I've done it. You know, if I tell you something, I don't believe. I'm telling you, I done it. I tested it and it felt good. It felt good to terrorize the other person that, you see, you are not praying. You don't have prayer life. Your prayer life is dead. Say, caramba. Say, pastor, they pray. You know, when I left, he was praying. I love pastor. He's giving to prayers. Meanwhile, between me and my God, you know, we have to balance this thing. So while I was praying, I got tired. I was watching Netflix and just praying. You know, like the slow mode of the prayer. You know, I just praying. But when I saw you coming, it won't be good that you meet me like this. Just drop it. Speak, Lord. Deeper, Father. So, my people, they are here in this chapter. While Jesus was teaching, and in Jesus' mind, I'm blessing these people. They were jotting, but see what they were saying. Go to verse 7. I like verse 7. Give me verse 7. See? But how is it that thunder has not struck this man? How can you come to the temple of God and be speaking blasphemy? Do you know what blasphemy is? It's not a small accusation, though. Even if the accusation alone, forget about whether it's true or not, the accusation alone that you're a blasphemer. Go to my people in that other side and blaspheme. Your judgment is not in heaven. It's here now. No, no, no. We'll send you to your maker to go and be settling the rest. But they couldn't face him. But my area of interest is that why they were doing all of that. You know, the contention here was that Jesus didn't have the power to forgive sins. And I dare say to you, if most of us lived, are you hearing me clearly at the back? Are you hearing me clearly at the back? If it's not clear, talk. Is that if most of us were in Jesus' time, we would have joined these people. Because it didn't make sense. Somebody that you woke up in the morning, you saw him carrying his bucket to go and have his bath. He now came back in the afternoon to tell you he can forgive sins. This guy is mad. He's mad. You didn't even. Are you even up to our father Abraham? What are you talking about? Then you'll be doing things to confuse us. Even that guy said, we don't even know if you arranged the miracle. You know, if you say the guy was not hearing, he started hearing. How is this? You don't know. Two things are happening. People are arranging miracles. Don't talk. And Jesus can preach for hours. So, hey, if you are coming to Jesus meeting, eat. Or carry cooler or warmer. Because you don't even know the way they preach there. Until the Spirit leaves him, he will keep. Like, you know now, some of you are looking at time. If I pray now, all your resources will stop working. Lazar. I told my wife, I was asking her if she knows the guy. She said she doesn't know the guy, but she knows every other person. I don't know Lazwa. John chapter 3 and verse 3. One, 2 days ago or so, I told my wife, she did something. I said, Mafia, preach. I use it to preach on Sunday. She now said, not today. Now today, then they do. I said, they are finished me. I don't go. At least I didn't talk about you today. When I was going to finish, she said she used me and preach. I said, I'm not around. You can say what you like. Yeah. I was on the plane then. I would have loved to see that moment. People don't know your value. It's where you now go. I'm telling you. You just be doing good though. Mashidada, be doing good. That your office is the day you go that they will know that that system, that particular computer, only responds to you. You know, there are some computers that don't work well. It's only when you touch it, it will work. You remove the cable somewhere, then you log in, you put it back. Some of you came here to feel bad. In God's presence, there is fullness of joy. I didn't come here to make you feel bad. It's not my job. When I was in Benin City, me and God, we agree. We remove it from my job description. You don't be sad around me for what? In fact, you should stop watching all these local news channels. You just notice you are dealing with bouts of depression. You don't know why, but your body is doing you one kind. You just get upset. I beg, more read Bible. John 3:3. Look at this one. Except a man be born again, he cannot what? He cannot what? Another word for the word see is the word perceive. So when you are born into God's kingdom, you are born seeing. Oh, come on now. The first gift God gives to you is the gift of sight, the gift of perception. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the first out of the 9 gifts of the Spirit, there are 3 of them that are called revelation gifts, or if you like, gifts of perception. That means there is a connection between the operation of that gift and your mind. Should I repeat? I said there are 3 revelation gifts. Actually, you may even want to add 5. Prophecy and interpretation of tongues. But there are 3 main gifts. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. And they work Not they operate in the spirit, but they do not walk without cooperating with your mind. I went to buy corn somewhere. I went for a lecture, you know. You know, some of us, it's not, we go to and fro. But when you reach a point and you are frustrated, so I just came out of this lecture and I was so tired. And there was this lady selling corn. It's as if she knew that the man of God was an ungred. You know, there's something King James called ungred. So he knew. So she positioned the thing. I was still thinking, should I go to DLI? There's someone called DLI. If you don't know, don't worry. DLI, Yamoriam. But if you don't know, it's okay. Because she's going to heaven. Because of me now. She has been meeting my needs. You know? But I've never met her. But God is using her. So I saw this young lady selling corn. And my colleague said, Mr. Gbinga, could we buy some corn? I said, why not? Why not? You have to pray that God should bless you. So when a lady asks you for something, you will not say tomorrow. It's a level. And you should pray for it. I'm not joking. Your respect will go up. It's not everything that is Bible verse, Bible verse, Bible verse. Some things are like, you know, just going for lunch. Yes. So you go and tell God that I don't want to disappoint what you are doing in this woman's life. Bless me. You know, many people are not blessed because they always think of themselves. Just say, God, this woman, her destiny must not suffer. I say, okay, look at my wife now. My case, I'm convinced God doesn't know what to do again. You preach in the church, you reach out, you preach again. Are you the only one God will call? Somebody reported their husband to me. And people report their husbands to me, sincerely. Big men. I gave a prophecy to one big man of God. The wife came to me after the service. Say, for that prophecy to be fulfilled, can you ask Papa to be staying at home? I say, Papa is my father. I cannot deliver that message. So I don't give prophecy to big men of God again. Because their wives are always coming back and asking me to help them tell Papa because he wasn't listening. Look at this. I will tell you why most times people cannot perceive. I will tell you. Because Can you come? Let's do a little rehearsal. Now, this is our specimen. We call it specimen A. Specimen A. This man, originally, as he is, you know, you are in the image of God. He is spirit. Spirit means that the same element. If you could scrape God's skin, are you with me? If you could scrape God's body, his skin, the same layer of skin he has, if you put it beside Kenny's own, it's the same. I need you to understand this. So when we say hearing God, it's not something that you have to learn. It is in your DNA, naturally. So Kenny is specimen A. He is the ideal man of God. In Kenny is a spirit. That means he has the full God functionality. Hello? He has the full God functionality. See, this is full option. Full option. Yes, he's smiling. Because God smiles too. So, some people don't believe that God smiles. Like, what can even make God be smiling? I will tell you. It's not today. Come for next week. So now, this is Kenny. But this functionality is not permitted to be on a place like Earth. For instance, if you take Kenny now, fully human, and take him to Mars, planet Mars, he will die. Because this suit is not designed for that terrain. The same way, if you bring a spirit to earth, its functionality will drop from 100% to like 20. Because there is no suit, there is no body that can house him. So God thought about it. Let's introduce two elements. So God introduced a soul. A soul has at least, not five, at least five. To include, when you take your soul, please sir. So this is the soul. This soul looks exactly like this man, but forget the fact that they don't look alike now. But they look exactly, let's just assume this is Kenny's soul, okay? This specimen is soul. Now, this man, if you take a cutlass and break him, you will find at least five elements. The first element you will find is the will, W-I-L-L. That is the part of that soul, that man, that is able to make decisions. I want to. I will see you tomorrow. Every time you say that, it is your will that is in action. Then he has the emotions. This emotion is saying the same thing. You know, he wants to go and see her. But in the will, the language of the soul is, I will. The language of the emotion is, I feel. So even though he's not already in a house, he can feel himself already there, what they are going to talk about, how he'll be looking for trouble. So that's emotions. If I quote this thing for Habakkuk, few people will not like it. Let me just explain it like this. People don't like Habakkuk. I don't like Ezekiah. So let me just do this one. And Zephaniah. So after you have the will, that guy, the original function of that will is to take the revelation that is given to the spirit and decide, I am going in that direction. Hello? So your soul is not your enemy. The only reason why your soul is your enemy is because you've trained it to do evil. You know, when I watch some of these American films and they kill the actor, all those my Asian films, and I'm crying alone with my laptop, it's because one day my daughter said, Daddy, what's the matter? I couldn't tell her that it's the film. So I say it's water. Try it. God forgive you. So this guy hears the mind of God and says, I will go in that direction. How did he, when God speaks to your spirit, he downloads. He doesn't talk. He downloads. Are you with me? Because the way information flows at the spirit level is not necessarily by talking. Talking is very slow. It's like a 2G. You understand? But when they download, that's like 5G. They just download back. So you now find that somehow the will of God is unveiling in your spirit because God already put something there. That's why the scripture says concerning dreams in Job, is it 32? He said, when men sleep, he said, God seals their understanding. God seals their understanding and seals their instruction and opens their understanding. So when I sleep and I dream, God takes the part of me that always rebels, blocks it, then allows me to see what he wants me to do. Then I wake up, I'm like, okay. Then that information sometimes will be imparable. It will be coded. So you now need to settle down to find the actual interpretation of what he's saying to you. So when God speaks to this man, the will part of him says, I will go in that direction. The emotional part of him is like, I want to go. I feel it. It agrees with my spirit. There's another part is called the intellect or the mind. The mind there is the knowledge bank of your soul. Your mind is the one that knows things. When you read, it goes to your mind. When you watch Netflix, it goes to your mind. When you don't remember Bible verses, but you are remembering Kaswa and Shishu, it's in your mind. And I remember all those strange names. Snake Kingdom, Ice Fantasy, is there. Your mind. But you know when you read John 3:3, some people don't even know what is in John 3:3 again. Because their pastor is not talking about it. Meanwhile, the first sign that a man has come into the kingdom is that his eyes will begin to perceive. God doesn't want blind people. You have your mind, your knowledge bank. So when God speaks to you, your mind must understand that information. It must accept it. Then must now weigh the revelation against what he already knows. Whether you have enough information on your own to support that particular OS. So when we tell you that from 2022, Apple will no more support iPhone X. Are you with me now? Well, if you just Google it. Now, if Samsung says we are not going to support this type of phone again, you know, what it means is that the kind of transactions we'll be pushing into our phones, the nature of this particular phone won't be able to process it. That means that one of the things that causes abortion to the will of God is the knowledge base that is in the soul that is not sufficient to drive it. That's why you try to download some things online, it drains your battery automatically because the knowledge bank. That's why the word of God says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Because there are certain things we will push and we won't tell you when we push it. You must have enough battery power to run it. You want to update your OS on your iPhone, it will tell you that your phone should have been charged up to a particular level. Come on, are you with me now? So we have your will, we have your emotions, we have your what? Your mind or your intellect. Then we have your imagination. Aha. Imagination is that part of your soul. When God is speaking to you, it will be forming pictures. From the word images. Imagination. Images. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you don't train your mind, it's only evil things you'll be imagining. You'll be imagining it. And that's why Jesus taught us. He said, whatever you do with your mind is a valid transaction. If you look at a woman with the intention to lust, Jesus said you have done it. Because in that realm of the invisible world, anything you do in your soul is a legally approved. You've authorized it. So that means that instead of using your mind to look at other unnecessary things, use it to approve God's verdict over your life. If God says you are going to be married next year, but you can't see it. I wish I'm talking to somebody now. There is a place to see what God has said before it enters your hand. When I pray for people who are sick, and I've seen this 100% of the time, the moment I see the miracle, there is no stopping it. There are times you want to pray for people, and they can say, Pastor, today is my day. Pastor, today is my day. The energy coming from them alone is, you know that this person came ready. Before you say in Jesus' name, the cripple will rise. But some people, you lay leg, you not do cross leg over. I mean, even Jesus had to pray for a man twice. So you have your imagination. I'm going to zero in on prophetic perceptions. Because that scripture in Mark chapter 2 said, Jesus perceived in his spirit. What that means is that he didn't hear a voice. When God revealed that thing to Jesus, he didn't hear, my son, run away, they are gossiping about you. He perceived that this is what they were thinking. Then he used it to teach. When you think around Jesus, it's a teaching time. Once you think, you will turn it to teaching. Why think even in your heart? Know ye not that the that which cometh from a man, he will begin to teach 3 hours. Say, I beg, as we are going for that meeting, nobody should think anything. So that second service can be short. Know that man, once he captures you like this. So you have your imagination. Your imagination is very, very important. Because there are things God will reveal to you as a prophet or as a prophetic child. That as he's speaking to you, they'll be forming images. Give me Habakkuk chapter 2. Let me show you an example of this one. Habakkuk 2, 1 and 2, I think. Look at this. I will stand upon my watch and set myself upon the towers, and I will watch to see. Excuse me. I will watch to what? So when you watch, it's because you want to. Look at this. I will watch to see what he will. Does that sound normal? Do you see words or do you hear words? Are you seeing something there? So when God spoke to him, it began to form pictures. I wish somebody was here, because I want to liberate you from only hearing God in your dream. I don't know if this is making sense to you. God is speaking, kata liprosifatak, and he's telling you, I am sending you to Kaura Namoda. And the moment he says you, your mind takes that information, begins to play out a drama for you. That's in the realm of imagination. The final realm there is memory. There are times God will speak to you. He won't tell you something new, but he will make you remember what he has said before. Thank you, sir. So when I tell you that God said, the only thing is I didn't get to tell you which of the faculties was in operation. I don't know if you're with me now. So that, let me zero in. I will skip a lot of things here. But please, okay. This thing, they finish. If I finish it today, nothing to preach tomorrow. So I will just give you small. Then I will go to Romans 12 verse 2 and tell you where the problem is. The way I read my Bible, I don't read it like a quiet time, daily manner kind of person. I think. I try to see what I'm missing out. And it works for me, generally speaking. So far, so good. Even though I've not gotten distinction, but they say I should move to the next class. So, to perceive is to see something that is beyond your normal sight. That's perception. To perceive is to see something that others are not seeing. Is there, everybody's looking at it. Somebody is talking to you. Oh, we are going to do this, And something, you, the one you call something, is telling you she's lying. The thing about perception also I want you to note and write down is that it only becomes proficient and accurate with use. Are you with me now? If you don't use it, if you don't deploy it, the day you need it for razor sharp movement, it will fail you. So use it in smaller matters and then see how God will be training you and you rise higher. Come on, say amen. Amen. Now there are two concepts I want to explain here. One is hindsight and one is foresight. When dealing with perception, the ability to perceive. Like when you walk into a particular place, I have this particular ability growing up. I don't know when it has always happened to me. If I walked into a place and somebody was, let me even tell you now, the good news is that I've not had it in a while. Until, was it March? March, yeah. And I had it for 2 weeks. Every day, sleeping and waking up with it. Like someone was going to die. So I just find that I begin to have this stench of death around me. I begin to smell spiritual things. Like I smell death. So initially I didn't know how to handle it because I didn't know anybody who was a prophet like that. You know, so I didn't know what to do. So it's later I would just say, your friend died. Somebody in your family, your dad died, you know. So it was confusing for me, like, when I perceive those things, is it that it can be changed? Or is it that you are just informing me to prepare me? You know, I was confused. It took me so many years to realize that the moment this guy picks a frequency as a spiritual man,
The next requirement of heaven is for him to push that thing into the soul. Are you with me? It is the soul that understands the language of that person. That's why you didn't hear God in French. You heard him in English. If you could speak French, you'll be hearing Lazoa, Lazoa. You'll be hearing those things because that's the language you hear. If I didn't know how to speak good English, I only speak Pidgin. Then I was in a meeting in Lekki or in Stanford. And they said, God's servant from Nigeria. I didn't know what they said. I only heard my name, so I came forward. Then they give me the mic. And the pastor said, the word of the Lord is in your mouth. Release it. And I hold the mic. The Spirit of God, they tell me, say, as we dare for this place now, say he won't touch everybody. Nobody here will not go get a miracle. Okay, I heard God, but where did you say this guy is from? The Lord, the power of God will take the limitation of the vessel and work with it like that. Hey, if I didn't know how to speak French, except where the gift of tongues and interpretation, which is different from the tongues of Mark chapter 16. Leave that one. Except that gift is in operation, I will prophesy, I will do, but I will do it with my limitation. That's why even when you love her and you really want to impress her, your English will not change. Simply because you love her. It is that same broken. You know they say broken. Broken English. The break people said. That's the way you will propose to her. Because the limitation of the anointing will now be the limitation of the vessel will now be the limitation of the anointing. So you will not rise in your spiritual development above the level of your spiritual training. So when we pray because we want to sharpen our spiritual edge so that when God just does, we will know what he's saying. He has not said anything. Miracle. I see miracle coming. I see money coming. You know, because somehow you have been around. You can sense when there's danger. And God doesn't always have to talk to you with voices. There are so many channels that he can use. So let's talk about hindsight and foresight. Then I go to Romans chapter 12. Hindsight is the capacity to see farther than others. Hindsight means to see the true nature of something. So we are talking about something now. We are talking about something now. And the three of us with Ike and this lady, we are talking. Ike for some reason just, and we all have a level of hindsight as human beings. Like, this thing Pastor Gbenga is saying, there's something else he has not said. But on a prophetic level now, you are sensing something. You are seeing beyond what I'm saying. We are going to Abuja, we want to start a church. But while I'm talking to you, your prophetic hindsight kicks into motion. And you are seeing beyond the church. You are seeing revival. You are seeing us going into motherless homes. And you know, your hindsight, you are seeing whatever it is we are talking about, you have traveled far. Eh? That's what hindsight is. What about foresight? Foresight is the ability to see something before it happens. Now, foresight is a gift of prophets. If you are called as a prophet, you will have this one. You have it exemplified in the gift of the word of wisdom and the gift of the discerning of spirit. Who doesn't know what the gift of discerning of spirit is? Okay, good. No need to explain. Now, please put this down. To enter into God's voice, you must first connect to his personality and identity. I'm telling you why many cannot hear God clearly. To connect with God's voice, you must first connect with his personality. What that means is that anybody that is far from God will not know his voice. That's just simple. What did I say? Anybody that is far from God will not know when God is talking to him. Like when I was talking to Dr. Komo and he thwashed all my hopes of moving to Stanford. You know, I don't even know why I called him that day, because I don't know. I didn't feel like calling him. I just called him before I knew it. Well, sometimes the devil just walks in mysterious ways. You know, I just called him only for him to mess up my pet vision, my dream to live in Stanford. And I can tell you, all I need is 3 years. They will beg me not to go. 3 years. So now I watch people before I call them, before they give me another prophecy. But the guy is my son in the Lord. He gave me prophecy. He said, you can't come. I said, but you are there. You are in London. You are not using generator. You are not using inverter. You are not fighting on the street. You are not carrying placard. He says, stay where the Lord has put you. I say, in your next life, you will stay in Nigeria. Me, I will go to UK. Prophets that like giving people bad prophecy. Some people even don't like me because all my prophecies, no, don't go. The Lord has not commanded it. Foresight. You see things before they happen. Now, let me tell you, and this one I'm summarizing because I want you to go back and do your homework. But I preached this thing in Benin City. I preached it for 3 days. This thing I'm summarizing, I preached it for 3 days in Benin City. Because when we preach, like, people think, God, we don't have anointing. But when I finished the last night, and I took time, I sat down and I started prophesying to everybody. So it's not, you can look into somebody's face and you will know the name. You will know the person there. You will know what the person does. You will have an idea about the person if your soul is trained to the degree where the word of God can trust it. Again, you will not grow in this level without training. So you have to allow yourself the benefit to make mistakes. And please, when I talk about knowing things about people, I'm not talking about suspicion. Because many people, they have the gift of suspicion. And it's at a high level. Very high level. The realm of the spirit, very high level. This guy. Somebody came to this church a few years ago with somebody. So after the service, so the friend was asking, I hope you like our church. He said, yeah, sir, I like the pastor who was preaching well. So will you come again? He said, no. He said, why? He said, because I like your pastor. So the person that came, he said, the person I invited, I said, she likes you. I said, is it that person that had gold hair here? You know me, I like all those white. He said, go there. I said, tell her not to come again. There's one church in that area there. I'll just give you the address. Go there, go there, go there. The pastor is an old man. I saw the girl at Kenny's wedding. Again. I just greeted her. I didn't even wait. I just greeted her. I greeted her and moved on. You want to fight your mother? I prostrated. I don't know. Romans 12. The ability to see trouble before it comes. Now, look at this scripture carefully. I know every time we preach it, we preach holiness, we preach everything, but I want to show you sight. Come on, say sight. Look at this. I beseech you, therefore, my brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present what? Question, which body? Have you thought about that before? I say, which body? Have you thought about that before? Okay, have you heard it before? You've heard it. Maybe it's chin talk. I say, which body? Because the answer to this question is the key to this verse. He said that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, quickly, then we'll come back. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may be able to what? So what is the task that is given to you when the word of the Lord comes to you and it comes to your soul? The next requirement is to what? To prove. Is this God? Is it my mind? Is it the devil? I don't know if I'm making sense to somebody here. This is the test that most people cannot pass because they have failed other conditions. Is there anything in verse 3? Give me verse 3. Ah, this one is a long thing. Go to verse 1. Go to verse. If I enter verse 3, we will not leave. Give me verse 1. Now, look very carefully at this particular one. Ah, I remember those days I used to be a good preacher. Ah, it ain't no day body again. Ah. In those days, I will preach till even me myself gets confused.
Try it. As well.
Look at this one. I beseech you. The first thing I want to look at here is the fact that Paul actually needed to beg them. Because the deep things of the spirit can be easily glossed over. Are you there? Deep spiritual things, you can gloss over it. So he said, I want to beg you people. Because people like, you like speaking tongues. Hear this one. All of you, go and sit down. Usher, sit down. I beseech you, my brothers, by God's mercy. This thing has been made available, but Farabale, sit down. That you present your bodies. Excuse me, the question again is which body? Now, does this look like your spirit? Because when a man comes to Christ, he has become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Are we good? Ah, so it's not... Your spirit body has been taken over by God already. The government of heaven already sits in your body. Your body has already been presented. Your spirit has already been presented to God. Now, let's look at this scripture again. Is it possible that God is talking about my physical body? Because he said, offer like sacrifice. Then we remember that Abraham took his son, climbed a mountain, and was going to kill the innocent boy. Till God intervened. Permit me to digress and say this. And I will come back for this one. I will come back when I get full permission from God. But I will come back. There is a version of Christianity that is outside now. Please, can you hear me at the back? There is a version of Christianity that is outside now that is discounting and pushing aside the finished work of Christ. They call themselves progressive Christianity. Just write that word down. I will come back. Don't worry. I will come back. Progressive what? Christianity. The progressive Christianity is that kind of Christianity that says that When Paul became a Christian, he didn't know so many things. Eh? So even when you read the letters of Paul, you see the way Paul was even developing in his thoughts. Eh? Some things he wrote, there was a time that Paul was teaching that man cannot be saved through the keeping of the law. But when he went back to Jerusalem, he even told Timothy, he said they should shave their head. And they did the ablution and did everything. Ah, Paul, but you said it's not by yourself. About need to stay alive first. So, but later, when Paul got to Colossians, Paul was spitting fire. When what's his name? Peter came to, was he in Galatians? Where he challenged Peter, the glory of the church. Do you know what it means? Like I go to Lekki Church now. He go to me now, rebukes me. Yes, the man of God, this is not the way you taught us. Huh? I'll just call David. David, hello, are you there? Can you talk? Okay, we have transferred you. May your destiny not be in the hands of a man, no? You see? Pastor, where are you? Okay. Write the letter, sign it for me. Sign. Say, what about Pastor? Go to me. Let him report at the headquarters. Talk to the man of God. Talk to the man of God. You do anyhow, you see anyhow. Some people don't know that we have been in the street before Jesus arrests us. Say, I just like your pastor. He's so nice. You know. Don't go and marry someone like yourself. Marry someone that is like, someone you can be, you know. The day I proposed to my wife, the day she agreed, that night, the next day I saw her in school. She wore one wine suit. Hey! I said, oh, more, I married right. Do you know when I got to the gate? I don't know if you even remember this thing. I just got together, like, okay, Ali, we are dating now. Sorry, we are cutting. We are Christians. So I said, I wanted to like her. Oh, girl. She just like, hi, good morning. How are you? I said, am I Jimmy? This girl just said yes to me. I didn't know how to interpret that. I said, you know, now we don't know what we know. Internet, you know, internet explains women now. So we didn't know. Like, how can somebody say yes to you last night? You now see her this morning. Like, how are you? Just say, I'm fine. I need to make a photocopy. I did, you know what? I said, no, you swear. But I didn't know what to. No, I'm sorry, but you ladies, we need to give people mic to explain these things. But I'm more fair. Now, me still marry you. I bet, where was I, though? Progressive Christianity. That's the thing. Do your chakra now. I'm telling you. Especially if you marry a man like me. Do your chakra. What did she call me this morning? African husband. Yeah, so she called me African husband. We are kings in Africa. Meanwhile, you don't get money for pocket. You don't get money to be king. Conservative Christianity includes, when you ask a conservative pastor, progressive pastor, do you believe Jesus died for you? He will say yes. Do you believe in the finished work? He will say yes. Do you believe Jesus is coming back? He will say yes. Do you believe Jesus is the only way? No. Why don't you preach about salvation the way it happened at the cross? Do you know the answer? You see the concept of Jesus, God sacrificing Jesus on the cross, is the picture of a father who is a child abuser. Yes. You know, I thought I would come back. I'm angry. They said, no, we cannot. We need to look for areas of common ground, you know, with Islam, with Buddhism, you know, things like peace, things like love, things like justice. There are areas where we can all relate and be of great blessings to each other. This is an interview, and people start clapping. The pastor just wrote a world-selling, best-selling book. So when I shout on, because people say Pastor Gbenga on Sunday is different from Pastor Gbenga on Wednesday. When I shout, it's because between Monday and Wednesday, I am raving mad. I'm telling you, why you must hear God for yourself is because of all these kind of people. Somebody is saying that we should not talk about the death, the blood that was shed, because it depicts a father who is a child abuser. And he said he believes that without that blood, you can't be saved, but he can't talk about it. Because we need to stay in business. Leave that one. Is it possible that this body that they are asking us to present is the physical body? After all, our father Abraham gave us an example. And they said we should present the body as a living sacrifice. That means the person must be alive. He must be holy. Can holiness be in the flesh? So this thing has already failed some test parameters. The body that is being talked about here is not the spirit. Neither is it your flesh. The only item that qualifies here is your soul. Because the part of your life, your being that resists God, it's your soul. What you call the flesh is not the skin. It's your soul. Is somebody still here now? It's your soul. It is your soul that you need to drag and tell Think only right. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, think on these things. Meditate on them. If you meditate, your prophecy shall appear to all. You shall have good sources. It is only your mind, your emotions that have that problem. So he said, present. This is what it means to present. Force it down. Present, because it will not come. Take mastery over your soul. Bring it. Present it. So when you are presenting it, it must be a living sacrifice. Don't damage it, or we need the software. Don't damage it. Don't expose your soul to the point where even your soul becomes almost irredeemable. When you go and preach to some people on the street, they say, Pastor, Alpha, I want to hear what you talk about. I beg, let me buy a cigar first. So I've got the discussion go the flow. People tell you that on the street. The reason why I know people are not going out, or you are talking to nice people. Pastor, are you telling me that the way I'm dressing now, I can go to hell? I say, you're already there. I'm telling you, you're already there. I say, but that's not the good news. The good news is that it's not late. Yeah. The good news is not the bad news. The good news is what God, you know. So I say, you take your soul, you present it as a what? Living sacrifice. Only. Your spirit doesn't require holiness because God already lives there. But your soul, area. Your soul is a confirmed bad boy. If you don't hold it, it will misbehave. How many of you know, thank you, sir, that when you are bored is when you do some bad things? Do you understand what I said? When you are bored, that's your soul. That's one you will drag. Do you also notice God didn't say, I will drag for you? You will arrest that guy. You tie him leg and foot. Bring him. He said, if you do this, it is your highest form of worship. When your soul begins to sing the same song that your spirit is singing, when you no longer pray because you feel like, but because that is your essence. When you study the word, there are people even here that cannot listen to the word of God for 6 hours. They will be angry. I mean, playing it on audio, on your phone. They can't stand it. Those kind of discipline is not a gift. You learn it. Over time, it becomes part of you. But one of those, my Shao Kahn video, Shao Kahn on Netflix, one episode is 1 hour. And every time the film's supposed to end, something will happen again. See, the guy's supposed to die. So somebody will just fly, cut the head, they start another episode. Before you know it, one of those, my episode, one season, 80 episodes, all of them died in that film. All of them resurrected. Everybody, they died again, they resurrected, until all of them died, and only one resurrected. I thought it is given to a man once to die and then judgment alive for this film. Will bring anybody back. And they will use 5 episodes to go and get the medicine that we used to bring him back. Five episodes. And you are there. Kaswa is going to come back. Shin, Juji, Tian. By the time you do all those things, 10 episodes. But you cannot listen to the word of God for 3 hours. The only way the word of God will abide in you richly is in your allocation of time. It's not a gift of the Spirit. Look at verse 2. Let me round up. Are you getting blessed? Now, look at this. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. This instruction came after the soul was presented. When you bring the sacrifice to the altar, when you bring your, and please, when I say soul, think emotions. Think will. Because there are people now, their emotions are for God. It belongs to you. Belongs to you. Just mesmerize themselves. But when God says, don't marry him. Like my daughter. Their will is so strong. Even God is afraid. Their will is so strong. So strong. Like Castle Rock. So strong. The will is more dangerous than the emotion. So when someone say, I will not do it. Eh? Go anywhere, I will not move from this place today. Eh? God said, the primary pressure and battle against our souls is the battle of conformity.
Aye.
You didn't get it. But there's no time today. The greatest battle against the soul of a man is the battle of conformity. That means the soul in itself is a blank canvas. There is no negative love or positive love. There is no good love or bad love. It is the direction you give to it that it will conform to. Do you know you can watch videos of homosexual or gay couples till you become sentimental towards them? When you see it, you don't even... It's film. Just because your soul has now learned that language. Initially, 10 years ago, you will say, to fiakwa. But now you have seen it. They projected it softly, subliminally, till it got to a point. I have friends, Pastor. I have my friends. They are even gay. And you are just talking about it like it's nothing. But 10 years ago, that was a suicide note. Your parents watch us. Am I speaking to Nigerians? Do you understand what I'm saying? Conformity. The language of the soul is conformity. Otherwise, your soul is a blank canvas. If you don't say anything wrong with going to parties and enjoying yourself, your soul has learned that language. If I keep shouting from today to tomorrow, and you refuse to bring your soul in verse 1, and bring it to the altar, the language of conformity will not be addressed. So it's a battle. This one, till we see him, now battle. Why do people who don't wear jeans travel to the UK, US, and they start frying their hair? Guys, I have them, Deeper Life Brothers. People that when they teach, you cry. And I still remember some of their songs. Even if you refuse to hear the message, if you hear the song, you'll be broken. The hymn. Emi yo tele yo olugbala. Forgive me if you don't understand the song. But he will kick me, miri moteleo. Fami sagboni, but moba shakolo. Kemi maba shegbe ni dajo. I wish you knew the meaning of that song. And we are just washing beans, so. Emiyo teleo, lugbala. That means I will follow you, my savior. But he will kick with me, no matter what my fate is. I will continue to follow you. You know, you've not been praying. But you came, you are washing clothes and your brother was there. You now heard him singing that song. Bad belay people. Everything around him is condemning you. Then you now say, famisa bone. That means anytime I stray, always bring me back into your shepherd fold. You see that powerful song? Are you feeling it? It's called Feeling the Boy. You feel it. You are feeling this one. The message is powerful. He said, "Kemi maba shegbe," so that I will not be lost on the day of judgment. Bring me back into your fold. And he wasn't preaching, no. He was just washing clothes. And then you happen to bring your own clothes, and you heard him singing that song. And then you travel to the U.S. after 7 years. See, I noticed my hair. Woman takoko. My hair is very hard. You know, now we are exposed. Now, it's not a sin to treat your hair. I'm just saying that with the man I knew, Kemi maba shegbe ni dajo. What happened to this guy? Conformity. So, being not conformed is not a suggestion, it's an instruction. Because the language, whatever you give permission, You see those things happening in your soul. Why you are not able to hear God's voice, or when he nudges you, is because your soul is already a slave of another system. So even when he talks, sometimes he says, it's like God is speaking to me, but I don't really know what he says. I'm not sure, because your soul kneels before another master. This language of conformity. He said, do not be conformed to this world. But, so what don't, it doesn't operate in isolation. Do not be conformed to this world. What I want you to do is to metamorphose. Your change will not be instant. That word metamorphosis is like when a butterfly is about to bud and is moving from one phase to the other. You can't help it. It must go through it. If you don't give attention to your training, to your own spiritual development, you can hear all the messages you like. You will still be thinking that the only reason why we are talking against fornication is because we are in church. Not because anybody expects you not to fornicate. Time has gone. I will come back. This one. Yeah. This one. This one. He said, be transformed. Be transformed. You will not jump it. You will have to. You want to go from a spiritual baby to a man of God? No, you will die. You will learn what it means growing up as a believer to pray. And before you finish praying, God has answered. Who knows that level? When you first gave your life to Christ, then one day you had stomach ache. You pray. The thing now worsened. You are here for lesson two. You will now learn persistence in prayer through travail. Nobody learns prayer life conveniently. It is travail. Challenges of life. Jesus has done it. Then your tongue moves from that psychophonic American tongue. No problem in your life. When ye kaba, shadada, ragaba, elaka, wanawa kabari adada. It's my neighbor. It's my neighbor. I don't know what's going on in the last 3 weeks. Something has been going on. I don't know what's up with him, you know. I think you should have a conversation. Yeah, you know. Then when you call him, thinking that he will finish his prayer, Brother David, you can't pray that prayer and be looking at TV. Phase two, you are learning conformity. You are learning dependence on God. Your soul is a blank canvas. It takes a while to paint and inscribe what God wants. And not no pastor will do it. You must be allowed as a butterfly to evolve through every phase and through every phase, so that when you come out of that phase and you tell somebody God is good, you are saying it out of the fullness of the manifestation of the work of God in your life. You are not speaking about that push testimonies. Say no, because say be transformed. I will stop here. That message has not ended. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, who is closing this meeting? I rest my case. God bless you.
Hallelujah.